Mix 94.7 KMCH carrying on our guest of the day segment today with the busiest man in all the show biz is here. Warren Coates joining us this morning. Busy day for you today. What do you guys got
going
on?
Well, this starts today. Mm-hmm. I mean, flag this morning and Quilt of Valor ceremony this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And still trying to get tickets sold for mm-hmm. a raffle. And, oh, it's going good.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Which is good, but yet I don't want it to go too good because I got tickets. No, I want you to sell the place.
Well, you know what? People call me on the phone, and I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the more the merrier.
Yep.
But I just want to thank all these merchants that's donated this stuff. We have like 62 or 63 items.
Yeah, you guys have been putting them on your new Facebook page, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's really going good. People are watching. And those that don't know, it's Manchester American Legion Post 45.
Yes, and you've been listing pictures of those, and there are some really good stuff on that.
Not me, Jackie.
Well, okay, Jackie's been putting pictures of all the stuff on the page. Let's give proper credit where
that's
it's
right.
due.
That's correct.
But you guys have, I mean, it almost looks like a Price is Right showcase out there, all the stuff you guys have on there.
Yeah, I had Exit Realty came in yesterday and bought in two air fryers.
Nice.
Yeah, oh yeah, and then we got the weed eater and the leaf blower. And
got a little deep freeze on there, too.
Yeah. Hey, listen, this Bill Rimt
mm-hmm.
Built us a beanbag game.
I saw that.
Isn't that beautiful? Oh, he donated that.
I would buy, if I won that, I'd be afraid to put it out in the yard. I'd put it up on the wall. That's how pretty that thing is.
Oh, they did a good job.
Did I see Pastor Weber did one of those flags that he does, too, the waving flag?
I think that was him.
I think Pastor Dave does those. Yeah. He's into woodworking.
He may do that. I don't know. It appeared one night. So
If it's not him, whoever did a great job.
Oh, I loved it. And I don't know how they did the wood.
He's done another one. Like that's what leads me to believe it's him, anyway. But just great stuff.
Yeah, well, nobody should be unhappy. I mean, and we got, we got gift certificates, about $400 worth of gift certificates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On top of the other stuff.
Yeah, Fairway, Casey's, mm-hmm. everything, so... Everything's going good, and that starts, you can buy your tickets, and we start our drawing at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
And should be fun. We had a good time last year, and I hope everybody wins, but you know how it is.
Well, at the end of the day, the organization wins.
Right.
Because it's a big fundraiser for you guys, helps you keep doing what you're doing with scholarships and programming and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've voted on scholarships. We're going to give 5 scholarships, and we're going to try to send 5 boys to Boys State. And, you know, it's just like you guys, everybody is asking for a donation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. That's why you do it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get paid for nothing.
Yeah.
I may get a pop every now
and
then.
And if we don't give Jackie her due, she'll pop you too.
Yeah, that's very true. That's true. Let's see. Oh, I want to remind everybody starting Saturday at the Legion at 1 o'clock, they're going to start Euchre tournaments every Saturday.
Okay.
So I'm hoping we get a good crowd there. And Vets Day, of course, Vets Day activities.
Yeah, let's talk about everything that's going on tomorrow, because I know there are multiple. John and I will be at the 9:45 ceremony. We're going to carry that live on the air tomorrow morning as it happens from the middle school.
Right. High school starts at 8:15.
Okay.
And then at 9:45, we move to the middle school. The public's invited. And then we go outside and fire the rifles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we take a little bit of break, go to the Legion, the auxiliary kind of feeds us.
Yep.
Like we worked hard. And then at 1:15 at St. Mary's, we do another one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then some of the guys are going to go out to the Good Neighbor Home. They're going to have a big ceremony out there for their vets.
Mm-hmm.
Can't forget them guys out there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we just lost a guy here. He was trying to make it to 100 years old, and he passed away here, I guess, about a week and a half ago.
Would that have been World War II then?
At
that point, yeah.
Quite a gentleman. I talked to him, and he was really super. In fact, I think his story is in the Manchester Press. So other than that, I don't really have a lot. Like, say, try to not get rid of... No, I do have one more thing.
Yes.
The turkey giveaway.
Yeah.
The combat vets
mm-hmm.
are giving turkeys away at
11:25. On the 25th. No.
11:30 to 12:30 Saturday down at River Bend. You just have to have an ID card.
Gotcha. So Saturday for what time?
11:30 to 12:30
And Saturday, 11:30 to 12:30 And I wanted to bring you on, Warren, because I know you're a busy guy. You're going to be, I mean, truth be told, we taped this earlier because right now as this airs, you guys are putting flags out. But you made time to come in early this morning to do this because not only is it important to make sure people know what's going on, but folks of my generation, when you talk about that gentleman passing away from World War II, you know, my generation doesn't have that history. You know, we don't, a lot of our grandpas and grandmas, you know, they don't talk about it, or they were in the Korean War, they were in the Vietnam War like you were. But to continue to honor these men and women, you know, is the least that my generation and generations to come can do. And I wanted to personally bring you on behalf of, you know, the Legion. I wanted to thank you for your service and all the stuff that you guys and gals did and continue to do for us.
Well, thank you. But you know what I'm finding out? Veterans are getting more and more honored.
We're
We're starting to get recognized. In fact, I heard yesterday that Fairway and Garden Fresh are going to give a 15% discount on Friday to all vets.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
And maybe I'm out of line saying this, that should be every day for veterans. You know, it's the least we can do.
Well, I know, but there's other people out there too, you know, that
that
deserve. So, you know, we do the best we can. And I want to remind everybody, the American Legion is not a private club.
Mm-hmm.
It is open to facility. It is open to the families.
Mm-hmm.
And please come.
Yeah.
Bring families are there all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a place where guys sit and drink. You know, that's the old premonition of
the old
World War II guys, Korean, where they sit in the bar and get drunk and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way we do it there.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a gathering place.
Exactly.
It's a space for people to come together, you know, and I've loved what little bit I've done with you guys, you know, standing behind the bar, slinging drinks. It's fun. It's fun. You make instant friends there, which is fantastic.
That's very true. Yeah. You never know who's going to walk through the door.
Yeah.
And the one lady says, well, it's so dark in there. I said, well, it's dark because we get a reflection off the buildings.
Exactly.
And so she's going to come here, I think, Saturday and join us. Her husband, we're in the military, and we're always looking for members.
Yeah.
I mean, if you become a member, I'm not going to put you to work.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to build our membership up.
Yeah.
Last year, we exceeded 100%. We're on our way this year. I'd love to see more and more people come.
Well, and many hands do make light work.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't mean you're lifting every brick by yourself either, which is nice.
That's very true. We got a lot of projects going, so... Anyway, I do appreciate you,
you betcha,
working with us, and you guys have been very good to the American Legion.
Well, and you guys have been good to us.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate the partnership. So today the flags are going out as we speak. Tomorrow, 8:15 is the high school. Mm-hmm. Is the 9:45 one, when it comes to open to the public coming to see these, which ones can they come see?
Well, I've never been to see the public at the high school.
Okay.
But you can at St. Mary's.
St. Mary's one in the afternoon.
And at the middle school, I don't know where the parking. My gosh, that's like an obstacle course. If you've been up there lately, holy, I don't know where
the They bring the KMCH helicopter and land it on the roof for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So everybody's welcome, and please, when you see a vet, thank him for his service.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. You know, I see a man wearing a hat that says Air Force. He don't have to say Vietnam. He don't have to say nothing.
Yeah.
Army, Air Force, whatever. And I
but especially Air Force.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm a little prejudiced. I had 20 years in the service, and my son went in. He put in 20 years, and I have a grandson, and two more years, he'll have 20.
Wow.
Be 60
it's a legacy
years.
At that point.
60 years in the Air Force. I'm very proud of that.
As you should be. Well, no. I mean, you're one of my favorite people, Warren. I'm not blowing smoke when I say that. The relationship we build, I always love it when you walk in because I know it's going to be something magical, and everybody, especially your wife at home, who used to run this place, is nervous every time we do it.
Yeah. I get a critique when I get home.
Oh, yeah. That's the beauty of me. I'm not married. I don't get a critique.
Yeah.
No. 9:45 tomorrow morning, we will air the Veterans Day services here on KMCH. We'll repost it on our website. 1:15 at St. Mary's tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And then everybody coming down to the Legion tomorrow afternoon, what time?
It starts at 4 o'clock. We start drawing at 4, but the doors are going to be open at 3. And come down and grab a table and have a toddy or a pop or something and enjoy it. We have a good time.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to sneak across and have one. Raise a toast with you guys tomorrow afternoon, too.
So. Okay, we do appreciate it, bud.
Warren, thank you, sir. I'll let you go do the stuff you got to do to get ready for tomorrow,
there
sir.
You go.
There you go. Guest of the day right here at Mix 94.7 KMCH.